not only is it a big win because of the way that the standings are right now, but when you beat a team like New England, maybe regarded as the best team coming into Week 13, what can you say really about the Packers and their performance yesterday?
Packers, the criticism coming into the game was that they couldn't beat an elite opponent, or at least hadn't done so in a long time. And I think the Packers quieted the critics yesterday when they beat the best team in the NFL with the best record coming into yesterday's game. The Packers took care of the Patriots. They beat probably an NFL Hall of Fame coach, an NFL Hall of Fame quarterback. When you do that in your home turf, and you now become the best team in the NFL and the league's number one seed in the playoffs, the Packers certainly accomplished something yesterday.
Would you put the Packers as the best team in the NFL right now?
I would. After yesterday's performance, beating the Patriots, I would put them as number one in the NFL. Certainly, that doesn't mean things are going to be easy, but it does make things easier in that, you know, they now have an easier path in the playoffs. When you see the Arizona Cardinals and the NFC losing, and you got to think the Cardinals are only going to lose again as they, you know, still have to finish with a few tough games against the Seahawks and the 49ers out there in the NFC West. The Packers have things setting up well, and who knows, perhaps a rematch against the Patriots a few months from now.
Is Mike McCarthy a better coach than he gets credit for, especially from Packer fans? Because you look at his game plan yesterday, it was very solid. Yeah, you can criticize things that happened. The Packers stalled in the red zone a few times, but he was able to really control the game against New England, and he got a longer post-game talk from Bill Belichick than I've ever seen Bill Belichick talks before. Why can't Packer fans respect Mike McCarthy as much as Bill Belichick does?
They certainly should. Mike McCarthy is definitely one of the best coaches in the NFL. I mean, you know, the only reason he's not at Belichick's level is, you know, Belichick has won how many Super Bowls and has been doing it longer. Well, come a few years from now, I wouldn't surprise me if Mike McCarthy is still the head coach in 5 years of the Green Bay Packers, and he has a couple more Super Bowls to his credit. And maybe when that happens, the recognition will come. It shouldn't have to. I mean, he's one of the best coaches in the NFL right now, and what he was able to do yesterday and figure out some key matchups with Randall Cobb coming out of the backfield, lined up against, you know, slower linebackers against him, those things were simply genius, and getting the ball in the hands of Devontae Adams, all very good calls from Mike McCarthy yesterday.
Talking with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. The Packers getting the 26-21 victory over the New England Patriots. They won't play again until a week from today. Monday Night Football comes to Green Bay. They host the Falcons. You know, after yesterday's win, a lot of the chatter became, all right, well, we'll see these two teams again in the Super Bowl. A lot of us already fast-forwarding to early February. How do you envision, though, the rest of the season playing out? You've got Atlanta coming in. You've got a road game against Buffalo at Tampa Bay, and then hosting Detroit Week 17. What do you see happening here in the month of December for Green Bay?
You know, these are some sneaky good games coming up. They don't look all that good on paper, but all of a sudden the next game is against the Falcons, and they were the team that just knocked off the previous number one seed in the NFC, the Arizona Cardinals, beating them yesterday. So they've got that going for them, and, you know, the Falcons are fighting for a playoff spot in the pitiful NFC South. Then you got to go to Buffalo, who's been better this year than they have in years. I think that's a tough road game at Ralph Wilson Stadium, which, you know, can be, as everybody learned in the past week, could be end up being horrible weather conditions there. I mean, just your typical winter climate.
Oh, sure.
And then finishing up with the game against the Lions and the season finale. I mean, like I said, all these games could have the potential to be really good. I see the Packers being favored in all of them. But you finish up with that, and if they can, there's the opportunity to win home field advantage in the playoffs.
Does it feel like it's the Packers' year? I mean, we're going to get ahead of ourselves here a lot bit, But does it feel like this has the makings to be the year, and would you be disappointed in anything less than another Lombardi Trophy?
I don't want to say I'd be disappointed in anything less, but, I mean, it's certainly after yesterday's victory and you're taking out a Bill Belichick coach Patriots team, I mean, it can't feel any other way than you know, this being the Packers' year. I mean, especially if they do end up with home field advantage in the playoffs. I mean, if the Packers have a home game against the Seahawks, the Cardinals, the 49ers, any of those good teams from the NFC, and lose at Lambeau Field, that would be a major disappointment to not even get to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, if the Packers are playing at Lambeau, that you've got to think they're the favorite to make it.
Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com. Hey, we're going to talk to you again a week from today. We'll get a pregame synopsis for you game day of. So we'll call you again on Monday.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com.